From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, having weapons can be a sign of status, a home security system, or a business tool for looters and bandits. Whatever they're used for, there's no question there are plenty of them. U.S. soldiers patrolling Baghdad are trying to confiscate guns when they see them, and army officials estimate they're hauling 40 truckloads of confiscated ammunition out of the city every day. From Baghdad, NPR's Scott Simon reports.
Guns can be heard going off each night here. People celebrate the fall of Saddam Hussein or grieve over somebody's death. People shoot off guns to let thieves know they're armed. And thieves shoot guns to scare people out of their possessions. The gun in Baghdad is a way of making a point or just making a noise. Sergeant Jeremy Daniel of the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment was on patrol in the Zafarania market this week.
A lot of these guys are, they're not necessarily hostile towards us, but they're shooting into the air. And you know, what goes up must come down, and it's killing a lot of people. Like yesterday, we seen a man get killed from just a stray bullet falling. We were walking through the market, and about 5 foot from us, a man fell dead.
At the new Baghdad market, men sell ammunition clips, bullets, and guns, smack alongside stolen running shoes, soft drinks, and cigarettes. This morning, half a dozen men were holding up old Soviet-style rifles with scarred wooden stocks so shoppers could see their wares. One man held a gun down against his leg, a little unsurely. He said he was looking for protection.
You don't feel safe in your home right now?
Yes, of course. There's no safety in everywhere.
And what would you do with the gun if you bought one today?
As I told you, that it's for protecting myself, no more.
So if thieves come to your home, you want to be able to shoot?
If anybody trying to intrude my home, I will shoot him.
The supply of guns may have fueled the looting here, and the looting has fueled the demand for guns. Sergeant Jeremy Daniel and his partner walked through the Zafarania market to scare off gun sellers from settling down and to enlist Iraqi civilians.
Weapons, guns, anywhere around here?
No.
Don't see. Okay. Because when we show up here, they run. They run off.
Yes.
We need America to stay here, believe me.
The sergeant says he can feel more like a beat cop than a soldier, but he likes this beat and the people of Zafarania. He doesn't consider everyone who wants a weapon to be a criminal, and sometimes lets people keep their guns.
You know, we don't want to seem like we're being bullies, but if they're out here selling illegal arms, then we go around and we give out gun permits. We talk to locals, like if they're guarding a mosque or a hospital, we give them a gun permit and they wear it like a little badge.
At 10:40 Thursday morning in the new Baghdad market, vendors suddenly began to shout and scatter. Men shut the tops of large wax sacks that used to hold humanitarian relief supplies of rice over rifles and ammo clips.
Suddenly out here on the street, U.S. forces have shown up. One, two, three, four. They're running. Five. They're running, and they're running after some of the guys who've been selling arms right in front of us, tearing down the street after them. The men behind us who were selling ammunition clips have picked them up, put them in the wax sacks, and they're disappearing.
Within a minute, a Staff Sergeant Jones walked back heavily, holding a grimy old Soviet rifle without triumph.
Did you get? You got a gun. Did you get any people?
No, he threw it. He threw the weapon. Yeah. In the crowds, they spread sporadically. It's hard to catch them.
Yeah.
They throw the weapons, and people cover them as they move. All we do is catch them. We see them throw the weapon, and we grab the weapon as fast as possible without somebody else picking it up.
Now, you know, of course, that you guys show up, and everybody brings the stuff in and disappears, and... It'll be back here
tomorrow morning.
Within a few minutes after both
of us
are
gone. But all we can do is just keep doing it all day long. Constantly roll around. I mean, we make a difference.
Many Iraqis say that until they feel safer from looting and violence, there will be a market for guns on the streets, right alongside soft drinks and cigarettes. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.